Pete gave me a very strange smile and went up toward the machine shed, twitching the end of his tail. I watched him for a long time. I didn't like that smile. There was just something about it that made me suspicious. But we had work to do. Drover and I jumped the fence and began circling the house, looking for a way to get inside. All at once, I heard an odd noise. I stopped. Hold it! What's that? We listened. There it was again, a clicking sound. It's a time bomb, Drover! Red alert! Run for your life! We dashed around to the front yard and hid behind that big hackberry tree there by the porch. I waited for the blast. And in the silence, I heard that same clicking sound right beside me. My ears, which are very sensitive scientific instruments, followed the sound and traced it to Drover. Why are your teeth chattering?
What?
I said, why are your teeth chattering? And how can I conduct an investigation with you making noise?
Oh, I'm sorry, Hank. I guess I'm scared about the end of the world.
I shook my head and walked a few steps away. I don't know, Drover. Sometimes I just think you're not worth the dadgum effort. How many times have I told you that a cow dog has to be fearless?
I know. You've told me, but it's the end of the world, Hank.
Maybe it is, and maybe it ain't. At this point, it's merely a suppository proposition, and all we've got to go on is circumscribal evidence. We won't know for sure till we get into the house and check Sally Mae's calendar. Now, are you going to help with this investigation, or do I have to send you down to the gas tanks for the rest of the day? He thought it over.
Oh, I guess I'll go down to the gas tanks.
Oh, no, you won't.
I guess I'll stay here.
That's more like it. Drover, always remember this. It ain't the size of the dog in the fight that matters. It's the size of the fog in the dog. That's what this life's all about. He stared at me and then nodded his head.
I'd wondered what it was all about.
Now listen very carefully. I looked all around to be sure we were alone. We've got no choice but to make a penetration into the house.
A what?
A penetration. We'll make a small slit in that window screen, and one of us will go inside.
Which one?
We'll decide that when the time comes. You ready to move out? He gulped and nodded. All right, let's go. We slipped away from the tree and sneaked up to one of the south windows. The window was open. All we had to do was get past the screen.